All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 400 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be examining the topic titled, The Better Witness. The Better Witness. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We come before you this morning to ask for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for your many great blessings towards us. Thank you for the gift of life. We pray for your cleansing and your purification, and we pray that may you come and speak to us expressly this morning by your Holy Spirit, and give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So, today, like I said, I'm going to be discussing the topic, the better witness. And the anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of James chapter 2, verses 14 to 20. James chapter 2, verses 14 to 20. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation, James 2, verses 14 to 20. It says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, 'Goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well.' But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless?" May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So to cut right to the chase, there is a dichotomy we see here about people that say that, hey, they believe in one God, right? But James is arguing here that, hey, faith without works is dead, being alone, right? And I think this is something that is really important to clarify and really important to understand as a person that is a Christ follower. You know, many people say things, many people believe things, but how do your actions stack up with what you say? How do your actions stack up with what you believe, right? Because the thing is, as the Bible is saying here, faith that is not expressed in good deeds is dead. Faith that is not expressed in good deeds is useless. Which witness is better? Is it what you say? Is it what you claim versus what you do? Right? Because look at the example that was given here. A person comes, they don't have food, they don't have clothing, and you say, oh, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm, eat well. Right? You're doing all this virtue signaling, right? There are many people that are virtue signaling Christians. They do like this. Oh, stay warm, be well, right? But they don't give that person any food. They don't give that person any clothing, right? When the time comes to dig in, they're not willing to dig in, right? Convenience Christianity, right? It's very convenient to claim to be a Christian. It's very convenient to claim to be a Christ follower. It's very convenient to speak Christianese. But when the rubber meets the road, what do you do? Right? Because let me tell you this, a much more powerful witness is what you do versus what you say or claim. Many people claim things, many people say things, but their actions don't match up, right? Why do you think people have so many issues with politicians? They can make all these grand promises, but then check what is actually done when they come into power, when they come into authority. Doesn't line up. I'm not making a blanket statement for everybody, but unfortunately, that tends to be the case with quite a number of people, right? So true faith, guys, is active. True faith is active. You want your faith to witness to people, then it cannot be a faith that claims. It has to be a faith that does, right? And I like how James really puts it here. You need to have the belief, but you also need to back it up with actions. You know, because you see some people, they say that, oh, what if I just do good deeds, you know, just do the right thing, you know, but I don't have to claim Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Well, no, you're missing a component there. You're missing a component because the Bible says, I am the way, I'm the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. You have to believe in Jesus, and then you need to back it up with good works. You need to back it up with good deeds, right? So true faith is active. But you see some other people on the other end of the spectrum. They're like, oh, I believe in Jesus. I have accepted him into my heart. You know, I have said the sinner's prayer. But then you don't see any evidence that they are Christ followers. Their actions do not stack up with their claims. Well, that faith is also dead as well, right? So again, you need to make sure that you don't just believe in God. You don't just claim to be a Christ follower, but your life reflects that of a Christ follower, right? True faith is active. True faith is shown in what you do. It is a much more powerful witness than what you say. Much more powerful witness than what you say, right? Many of you have heard this statement that actions speak louder than words. They really do. They really do. They really do, right? Because you see some people, they're literally Christians in name only. They're literally Christians in name only. They have all the right words. They go to church every Sunday, right? They can say a prayer. They can pray for a long time if needed. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. God is good. All the time. They can say all those wonderful things. But again, when the lights, camera, and action is gone, and they're like in their own personal moments, or out there in the world at their place of work, in your residency program, in your hospital, right, at your job, in your home, to your kids, to your spouse, what kind of person are you? Are you a Christian in name only, or are you a Christian in name and in deed? Let's look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. 2 Timothy 2, verses 19 to 21. I'll read this from the King James Version. Very powerful scripture here that correlates with what we're discussing. It says, Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Oof, this is a very potent statement, right? Again, the foundation, nevertheless, I like the way the Bible started this with, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. It has this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. Guys, God knows. You can claim all you want, but God knows. God knows. You may think you're deceiving man by what you're saying. You may think you're deceiving man by what you're claiming, but God knows where you truly stand. God knows what you where you truly stand. Look at the second half of verse 19. It says, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Are you claiming to be a Christian? Have you departed from iniquity? Are you claiming to be a Christian? Have you departed from iniquity? Right? The Bible even says in verse 20, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Guys, there's a lot of people that go to church these days. In that great house of the church, there are vessels of gold and of silver, but there are also vessels of wood and of earth. There are some vessels of honor in the church. There are some vessels of dishonor in the church. Right? Many people, again, there are different kinds of, the fact that a place is named church doesn't mean that there are not vessels of dishonor in that place. Right? It doesn't mean that there are not vessels of dishonor in that place. Guys, see, there is no such thing as Christianity without responsibility. No, you're deceiving yourself. There is no such thing as Christianity without responsibility. I love verse 21. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, you do have to take responsibility, guys. You do have to take responsibility. That is reflected in good actions. It is reflected in good deeds. It's reflected in obedience to the word of God, right? It's reflected in obedience to the word of God. Guys, see, the fact that you go to church doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you'll make it to heaven. It literally doesn't mean anything, right? Hey, there's a path in the book of Matthew where people were like, oh, but we laid hands on the sick in your name. We cast out demons in your name. They use the name of God to do those things. But Jesus Christ says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Never. Never. So that means that, oh, those people, because that's the thing. I'm really hoping that that's, and unfortunately that, I want to be careful here, but be careful, guys. Be careful. Be careful. Because this is a very common kind of Christianity that is being sold these days. Christianity without responsibility. Right? Look at verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, you have to take active steps. Because see, guys, if you go back to our original text in James chapter 2, the Bible says that even the demons believe in one God. So that's the thing, like saying that I've said the sinner's prayer, I believe that Jesus is the only God. Guys, even the demons believe that. That's like a baseline. Even the demons believe that. The thing that separates you from a demon is how you live your life. Literally, is how you live your life, right? Remember, guys, people saw the actions of Daniel. They saw the actions of Joseph. They saw the actions of Shadrach, of Meshach, of Abednego. They saw their actions. Their faith was buttressed loud and clear by what they did, not by just what they said or what they claimed, right? There are many people that are kinos these days, Christians in name only. I pray that the Lord will deliver all of us, right? So guys, even for you, some of you here that are parents, even your kids, they're going to copy what they see. The most powerful witness is not you like screaming at them. I'm not saying you shouldn't speak to your kids, talk to your kids and all those things. Do those things. But what they see you do at home is who they will likely become. What you are is what they will likely be. The kind of parent you are, the kind of individual you are, is a very powerful witness, is a much more powerful witness for your kids than what you say to them. Right? So again, guys, the maturity of your faith is reflected in what you do. So what's the action points today? What's the application points today? Everywhere you go, in everything you do, choose to be a witness by your actions. I'm not saying you shouldn't say that you're a child of God. I'm not saying you shouldn't tell people that, hey, I'm a child of God. But see, much better witness is what you do. Much, much better witness is what you do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Give us the grace to do the word. Lord, even I fail in these things, but please help us by your spirit and your grace to do the word, to live by your word, to obey your word, to obey your counsel, that your name might be exalted. Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works. Ah, you didn't say in your word that they may see your good talk. No, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Heavenly Father, please help us and let your name be highly exalted. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So again, for those of you that have not surrendered your life to the Lord, you may have seen from this podcast that I'm basically describing what true faith is. It's surrendering your life to the Lord and then living a life that is pleasing to Him. You want to make that decision? I'm not here to extract the commitment from you. But listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. 254, 287. Their salvation podcast. If you do decide for the Lord Jesus, at the end of 254, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me and surrender your life to the Lord, right? And then, you know, you need to start living a life that pleases God. Study the Bible. Read it every day. Meditate on it. Do what it says. Don't just claim to have read the Bible. Do what it says. And the Lord will help you as you do so. Until episode 401, have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Be light. Everywhere you go. Shalom.